Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Jameer. My name is Terry Moore. I have a charge on my credit card, two charges mm-hmm. for your company, and I'm not quite sure what they're for. So I was wondering if you could help me.
Yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account, please.
28451. What exactly does your company do?
Well, we service online sale campaigns. We're a third-party call center who handle the customer service accounts. And may you provide me your first and last name again, please, ma'am?
Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me locate that account for you. Oh, wait, you said that last name was Moore?
Yes, M-O-O-R-E.
Could it be under Terry?
Could be, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So the account I have here is under that Terry. And can you mm-hmm. verify the shipping address for security purposes, please, ma'am?
2125 Zimmerman Way, Leland, North Carolina.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And do you remember on January 30th ordering a smartwatch that you only paid the shipping and handling for?
Okay, the smartwatch, yes, I do. Okay.
Okay, so before you placed that order, did you read their terms and conditions?
I thought I did, but... Well,
in their terms and conditions, it stated that when you purchase that smartwatch, in the next 48 hours, if you do not cancel, you'll be automatically enrolled into this online gadget store where you get a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled.
Oh, no. How do I get out of this? There's that. That's, I'm sorry. That's, pardon my expression, but fucking bullshit. I didn't want to watch that badly, but for $7.95, but I did not see that, no. And I do not want this $15.95 charge, and I don't want anything else to do with this company ever. So tell me how I get out of this.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you could bear with me for 1 second, let me get this account canceled for you and document it, and I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
Okay. Will this cancel the $56.95?
1 second. Let's see, when was it taken now? On the second. Give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do about that refund. Give me 1 second.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. What if I can give you a 35% refund on that? It seems like
I prefer the whole thing gone. I mean, I you know, like I said, I did not see that, and I would have never ordered that. I would have never.
Yes, ma'am.
I just thought the watch was a good deal, but I would have never gone
okay,
for any
ma'am.
Of this other stuff.
Yes, ma'am. So the reason I said I can offer you 35% was because it stated all of this, everything that you will be charged for in their terms and conditions. So as a courtesy, I can give you a 50% refund on that.
Why can't you give me 75%? I mean, because otherwise I'm going to call the credit card company and talk to them about it.
Yes, ma'am. So with the dispute process, what they do is they contact us and we send them the terms and conditions that was on the site. And that would validate that it was a valid charge. So I had 3 customers called in yesterday that had already disputed the charges, and they wasn't able to get a refund at all because their bank read the terms and conditions and saw that it was a valid charge.
So can you give me a 75% discount?
Give me 1 second. I'm not supposed to. Give me 1 second. 1 second. See what I can do. 1 second. Okay, ma'am. So it looks like the system isn't letting me do a 75% refund. So it looks like I was only able to get you that 50%.
So let's just see something.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get me a $28.50 refund?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. And I want something in writing. If you can email me saying that it has been canceled and I will be charged nothing more on from this account. Can you do that?
Well, I can't email, but at the end of this, once I get everything documented and the account canceled, I will provide you with a cancellation number.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am. Just let me get everything documented real quick, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number.
Okay. What a difference from yesterday, huh?
Okay, ma'am. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
It is C, as in cat, 258-891-718.
C258-891-718.
Yes, ma'am. And that refund, you
and
should
your
see
name again, Liz?
My name is Jameer.
Can you spell that from here?
Yes, ma'am. It is Jameire.
Okay. And then you're also going to put a credit back to this card of $28.50?
Yes, ma'am. And you should see that in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Anything else I need to know?
No, ma'am. The account is canceled. You won't be billed anymore. And if you are...
Can you send me something that shows that what it said about not canceling in 48 hours or where I can go online to find that?
So we, like I said earlier, we can't send emails because we are just a call center, but you should be able to find their terms and conditions back on the site that you purchased the item from.
I think that was a Verizon site. And I'm going to write to Verizon and tell them that they should never deal with that again. But, all right. Well, I thank you for your help, Jameer. At least I understand where it's coming from.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't disconnect. Sorry. Thank you.
Oh, it's okay. Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.